Shalom. Welcome to Torah on One Foot. My name is Rabbi Nachman Simon, and we're talking about the different makos, the 10 plagues. Well, the first one was the one of blood, dam. Why was it dam? You always think about Hashem could do anything. First of all, he could destroy them in so many different ways, like Noah with his flood, whatever, that we have different ways of destruction. Why blood? And one of the basic ideas is that the Nile River was the idol of the Egyptians because it overflowed its banks and therefore irrigated the fields, and that's how they were prosperous. And that was the reason why Hashem says, well, I'm going to go over you. Again, it's very nice that they're prosperous, but they prayed to it. They thought that it was their God. They said, please, Nile River, overflow your banks. It says everything in the world is a tool of the Almighty. So he wanted to hit that, saying then it's not a God in itself, but it's only a tool of the Almighty. And in a deeper sense, a personal sense, his blood means a person boiling, that people were so into the Egyptian culture, they thought that was the main thing in the world, and it really wasn't. Of course, the main thing, a person should get excited and have their, as you say, blood is boiling, they're getting excited, is with godliness. So he wanted to show them God is the most important thing. It's not the physical features that help us out. Yes, they're important. They're just a tool in the hands of the Almighty.